Hello, hello. It is time for once again my college football top 10 brought to you by the House Divided podcast. This is another House Divided podcast short for everyone who is listening. Thank you, everyone who does listen or watch this content on YouTube. So, again, same thing as last week. Not a lot of hiding or deception. We're just going to show you my top 10. It's going to be here on your screen. I'm going to say it out loud for audio, and then we're going to talk about it. Let's get right on into it. Boom, there it is. Number 10 is Baylor. Number 9, Oklahoma State. Number 8, Notre Dame. Number 7, this is where people are going to get mad at me, Michigan. Number 6, Michigan State. Number 5, Cincinnati. Number 4, Oregon. Number 3, Ohio State. Number 2, Alabama. Number 1, the Georgia Bulldogs. Okay. Let's get into it. This, people on the internet are going to be upset with me. Oh well, I don't care. I'm calling this as I see it. Let's start with Baylor. Wake Forest is the team in the committees. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Wake Forest is in the ACC conference. Wake Forest's loss came to North Carolina, an unranked North Carolina, who is not good. Baylor beat Oklahoma, who last week I had at number 8. Baylor, even though they have two losses and zero, I mean zero, shot of making it into the college football playoff, they're in. Wake Forest has even less of a chance of getting in, if that was even possible. Number 9, the Oklahoma State Sooners. No, Cowboys. The Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oopsie. Oklahoma State is going to be playing... by the way, Baylor has Kansas State this week. Whoop-de-shit. Oklahoma State will be having Texas Tech this week before their matchup against Oklahoma. Whoop-de-shit. Oklahoma State's just, other than that weird loss to Iowa State, Oklahoma State's legit. They are realistically the Big 12's only chance of getting in. Big 12 has no other chance. I think if a lot happens from 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 through 7, I think Oklahoma State could get in. Notre Dame, I realistically should put below Oklahoma State because Notre Dame has no shot. The only reason I have Notre Dame at 8 is because they have the better loss. Notre Dame has the 100% better loss. That's it. Notre Dame is not going to make it. Oklahoma State has a better chance. Notre Dame is not going to make it. Number 7. I can hear all of the University of Michigan Wolverine fans crying right now. I can hear it. And you know what? I love it. You guys struggled with Penn State. Ohio State beat Penn State by 9. Yes. Ohio State did not roll Penn State. I get it. I get it. But this Michigan team that I saw this past weekend might not beat Maryland. And they sure as hell ain't gonna beat Ohio State. This Michigan team that I saw against Penn State, led by Jim Harbaugh, should have more losses than just the one. They should. The team that I saw, and Penn State has a good defense. Penn State lost that game because James Franklin doesn't fucking care. He is already out the door. Even though it hasn't been official, he's already signed the contract over at USC. James Franklin's out. He doesn't fucking care. That is the only reason Michigan won this game. against against Penn State. That's it. Michigan did not win this game. Penn State lost it. Win that game, Penn State lost it. Number six, Michigan State Spartans. They will be playing Ohio State, Michigan, by the way. Notre Dame, their opponent, no one fucking cares. Their opponent is irrelevant because they're going to beat them because it's Georgia Tech. Michigan plays Maryland this week. And go with God, Michigan Wolverines. Hope Jim Harbaugh isn't stupid this weekend. Moving on, Michigan State. I want to say this about Michigan State. I was wrong about them. Earlier this year, I did not think they were going to be a phenomenal team. They played Maryland. Maryland played them tough for a little bit. Hung with them for a little bit. Michigan State ended up winning 40-21. Didn't really say hung with them, because at no point was Maryland really, I mean, Maryland was down 13 at one point. Down 7 at one, or 6 at one point, and then down 13. Maryland was never really, Michigan State was never really in danger of losing this game. Maryland hung with them a bit. But Michigan State just looked better than Michigan. So Michigan State jumped Michigan. That's it. They play Ohio State this weekend in a top six matchup. It's going to be interesting to see. Michigan State's pass defense is still one of the worst in the country. I believe there's only... I think there's only like two team or let's see. Where are they passing? Michigan State is the worst in the country. I am sorry. Worst passing defense in the country. So this will be interesting to see. Ohio State's passing defense is not above and beyond better, but again, this will be interesting to see. Ohio State, one of the best rushing defenses in the country. Ohio State, the best offense in the country. Michigan State exists. As Michigan State has the best running back in the country in the Big Ten, should win the Heisman, but he won't because it's not a Heisman, or it's not a running back trophy, but I digress. That'll be interesting to see. Number five, I hear Cincinnati Bearcat fans yelling at me through their screens. Oh well. Cincinnati struggled. Cincinnati couldn't really put away the University of South Florida Bulls. They just couldn't. Oh well. Deal with it. And because of that, Ohio State's just above and beyond better. Ohio State would wipe the floor with Cincinnati. Oregon would wipe the floor with Cincinnati. Alabama would wipe the floor with Cincinnati. Georgia would wipe the floor with Cincinnati. That's it. There's no grand conspiracy. Sorry, Bearcats fans. No grand conspiracy. You're probably going to lose one game this year. You're probably going to drop... I would not be overly shocked if Cincinnati, because they've been living dangerously this entire year at points. They barely beat Indiana. They had to survive Notre Dame at points. They barely beat Navy. They did not totally blow Tulane out until late in the game. They had to survive against Tulsa. And they let UCF kind of hang around for a little bit longer than they should have. I could see the Bearcats losing on Saturday to SMU. Will it happen? I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked. So Cincinnati is number five. Number four, Oregon. Oregon, since that Ohio State loss or that victory over Ohio State, just hasn't been impressive. So Oregon falls to 4, Ohio State 3. Ohio State just beat Purdue, one of the hottest teams in the country. Purdue has beaten Iowa. Purdue has beaten Michigan State. And then Ohio State blew them out of the water. Yeah, Purdue scored some points, scored 31. Sure as fuck couldn't keep up with Ohio State, though. Ohio State, best offense in the country again. Number 2, Alabama. It's Alabama. They find ways to either just roll or they just win. Alabama just wins. And number 1, the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia's, again, same thing with Alabama. Just really, they're good. Best defense in the country. They are elite. It's not even funny. That is your top 10 for this week. Again, we'll do 1 through 5 is not changed. So we'll start with 10 again. 10, Baylor. 9, Oklahoma State. 8, Notre Dame. 7, Michigan. 6, Michigan State. 5, Cincinnati. 4, Oregon. 3, Ohio State. 2, Alabama. 1, the Georgia Bulldogs. That's it. There's your top 10. With that being said, everybody, thank you for watching or listening and making me a part of your day, however you may be watching or listening. We will see you all next week. Actually, we'll see you all for the podcast, and then we'll see you all on Friday for Backdoor Cover, and then we will see you next week for a new set of college football playoff top 10. Well, my playoff top 10. Peace out, stay classy, and see ya!